your will, God, everything to reflect you being a saint and a Christian, God. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, for making a way, sending your Son that we can have a way to make it, Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you tonight, Lord. God, there's a way that seems right to a man, but Lord, help us to stay on the right road. Not one that seems to be right, but one that is right, God. Give us the wisdom to see it and to understand it and know it, God, by ourselves. God, we praise you. Thank you. Lord, we know that you said in the last days that death and hell will be thrown in the lake of fire. And everyone's name that's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, God, help us to keep our names wrote down in heaven, God. And we'll praise you. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bless all the requests that's been given in. God, Wayne, Marcel, God, Kay, Karen, Sister Beth, and Brother Tony, God, Abby, and man, the lost, our loved ones, our visitors. But God, bless all of us here tonight that's come together in your name. God, bless us, Lord. Give us what we need, God, to make another day to go forward and to go on, continue on. Lord, to meet the need that's required. God, to see everything and do everything that's required of us, God. To be in the will of God. Lord, much of all, you said, who is my sister, father, brother, and he is the will of God. God be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, be blessed.
Lord, praise the Lord. This is prayer cloth, you know. He wants one, Lord, that will sin more than one, God. Sister, I'm sure more than one, Lord. God bless him in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless him, God. Lord, there's a need. God, we know that you can fix every need, God. There's a problem. We know that you can solve every problem, God. If there's a trouble, a trial, any temptation, God, we know that you can make a way. Lord, bless these to have a way. God, they need to get away from a life of sin and come to the altar of repentance, Lord. God bless you, Lord. God bless you.
Page six in the church hymn. What do you think going from? I want to know more.
Thank you.
living come in tonight. Thank you, Lord. We'll be praying for our visitors. Don't think we ain't going to send a prayer for you. Lord, he hears them prayers. Amen. I mean to know more now. Amen. I don't want to wait for next week. That song says, I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know now. Amen. God ain't promised me next week. He ain't promised me tomorrow. He said today is the day of salvation. Amen. If you want to count yourself being saved, you best do it for today. Amen. Now, if you live tomorrow, next week, thank the Lord for it. But I can't thank the Lord for tomorrow yet until he gets here. I can make an assumption. Try to make a correct assumption. Lord willing, we'll be out there to dinner next Saturday. Lord willing, we'll be out there. And thank the Lord for company, visitors, and folks. I love to get together like that, cook, and eat, have a conversation, see different ones. Some folks you don't see but once a year at the dinner. I try to tell some of my family, I see them once in a while or once every 4 or 5 years or something. I say, come to the dinner every Christmas Eve. I say, God, if we don't see you there, it might be 5 years before we see you. You know. But I tell you what, if we walk through the pearly gates, we're going to see some, and we won't have to worry about finding them no more. But once you get through the pearly gates, you'll be made at home.
Amen. You've been made at home.
What you got, Miss?
165.
165.
Feel like the wrong. Thank you.
records and everything else. But I'm glad the Lord come while he waits for you. Amen. You might leave the fold, but he won't never run you off. I tell you, it's good to kneel at the cross and give the islands up, give this world up, and serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I made faults and failures and blunders serving the Lord, but he ain't never failed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister B, he's always been right there where he said he would be. He'll stay right beside you. Through thick and thin. Amen. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. If anybody does any leaving, you won't have to do the leaving. But I thank God he's married to the bachelor. Praise the Lord. He'll be right there with you when you think you're by yourself. Amen. He's a God of God and King of kings and Lord of lords.
Thank you.
God said death and hell will be thrown in the lake of fire. And all those whose name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then I'm glad my name wrote down, ain't you? Praise the Lord. I'm glad he wrote my name one day. Amen. Go ahead.
I'm
take the heart of black with sin and wash it and make it all new again. Praise the Lord.
Praise
only the Lord can do that. Amen. You got a best friend, your mom and daddy. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When I met the Lord first, the time I met the Lord in 91, mom and daddy both was alive. But they couldn't do nothing with Brother Darrell. Amen. They couldn't do nothing with me. They don't want nothing. Praise the Lord. It took Jesus. Amen. My mama got to call him the Reverend Ike before she passed, this to be a long time ago. Well, I can go over there and preach to them. They know the Lord has made me ever new. Amen. People don't have to guess if you're a Christian or not. If you've got it right in your heart, it'll shine right in their face. Amen. It'll shine right in their eyes. It'll shine right in this world. Amen. The only thing you got to do is let the Lord have His way in your life. You won't have to have no doubt, you say. You ain't got to have no doubt in your relationship with the Lord. I had a friend come here one time, Sister B, and he come to the altar and prayed and everything and testified that he had gotten saved. But see, when he got out in the parking lot, he had an urge for one of them cigarettes he had in the truck. And before he got on the road, Goody said he lit one of the cigarettes. I didn't have what I thought I had. People give up too soon.
Mm-hmm.
They give in too soon. Mm-hmm. Amen. God can set you free from cigarettes and sin and everything else, beer and liquor and everything else that comes with sin.
Mm-hmm.
He can set you free if it takes him 6 months to do it. If you'll listen to the Lord and follow the scripture, follow the Lord. And try your best to keep moving forward. He'll set you free. After a while, you'll feel like you're free from all kinds of sin. Everything is sin. Amen. You'll keep growing in the Lord. After a while, you'll grow right out of sin and keep growing right into His grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. If it takes you 20 years to get there, get there. Amen. Don't give up on going forward with God. Y'all pray for Sister Amy. She comes.
Bless the Lord. Appreciate the Lord for that. Tell you what, you can feel it right now when you're singing and stuff. Sometimes, even songs that seem like they're specific for, you know, the sinner, it reminds us, Sister Lisa, where we were. We ain't always been. Saved. We ain't always been living for the Lord. Sometimes, you know, we have to be reminded. We was once there. You know, it was once appointed unto us. Sister Lisa, we weren't always going to heaven. There was a time where, you know, we was headed the wrong direction. But the Lord brought us out, and we're living testimony, Kevin, of what He's done for us, of how far we've come. We were used to be that way, but if you looked at us now, you couldn't tell it, you know. But I appreciate the Lord tonight. If you have your Bible, we're back in Job, chapter 2, and starting with verse 9. It's Job, chapter 2, and verse 9. Y'all pray for me and help me. It's Job, chapter 2, and verse starting with verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Maybe see it. Now y'all pray for me. Back up now. And I will state this for restatement again, make sure we're all on the same page. Job lost all his children. He had 10 children. All of them died at one time. He lost, in the same day, his one servant come and said, all your cattle's gone. Before that servant could finish speaking, another servant came and said, all your camels has been sold. And then before that one could finish speaking, another one came and said, well, all your children's been killed. And before that one could finish, another one come up and said, well, all your barns and houses have been destroyed. Before that one could finish, somebody come and brought some more bad news. So over and over again, in just one day, he lost everything. In a matter of minutes apart, Sister Dana, everything was gone. And even Job's wife, he sat down and he was covered in boils and sores. He sat down in ashes. And a person back in those days, when they were sitting in ashes, that meant that they were grieving. You didn't sit in ashes and sackcloth unless you were grieving. Somebody had to die. You had to be experiencing some horrible tragedy to sit down in sackcloth and ashes. And I would say that's a pretty bad tragedy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for one thing, it ain't so much to lose material things because they can most time be replaced. But when all 10 children die at one time, that's something to be upset about. One child is something to be upset about, Sister B. But 10 at one time, that's real upsetting. So Job sat down and he grieved himself. And then his wife come along, Sister Lisa. And she said, why don't you curse God and die? Said, ain't you in a bad enough state? Why would you want to live any longer to see what else is going to happen? Said, why would you want to be here anymore? Said, what's going to happen tomorrow if all of this has happened today? So what's going to happen next week if all of this has happened in one day, Job? Said, why don't you just curse God and die? Get out of your misery. Yes. Sister Lisa, a lot of times we want the quick way out.
Right.
Whatever we can do to get it over with. We just want it to be over with.
Right.
Then if we can just go ahead and finish this thing and get it done, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
Sister Lisa, I'm learning patience through this. The Lord told me in October I was going to get a house. It's April. I'm working on a house. But sometimes we don't feel like I'm going to get it. The Lord's teaching me patience. But we're not good at patience sometimes, Sister Dana. She said, just curse God and die. She said, Job, what are we going to wake up to in the morning if you don't? Said, you curse, you're cursed, and you're cursing me. So what's going to happen to me? And Job turned to her and he said, what? That's what he asked her. He didn't question God, Sister Dana. He questioned the devil. He said, what? I didn't quite understand what you said because it don't make no sense to me. Do I tell you what? If your thoughts and the devil's thoughts line up, there ain't something quite right, Sister Lisa. But I tell you what, Job's thoughts and the Lord's thoughts was right in line. He said, shall I receive good at the hand of the Lord and not receive evil? He turned to that devil and he said, what? He said, what did you say? Because that don't make no sense to me, Sister B. He said, I've got a different line of thinking. He told you when he saved you, you'd see a new world. Everyone he changed, he said, I see it looks totally different. He said, when I saved you, I give you a new way of thinking. I give you a new way of hearing. I give you a new way of feeling. He said, I took off the old man and I put on the new man. And now my thoughts don't line up with that old devil's thoughts. I don't think like he thinks. He turned to that devil and he said, what?
Wow.
He said, I don't understand what you mean. What makes sense to me is to sit right here in my pile of ashes and scratch my bowls with pottery and wait until the Lord comes by and gives me an answer. In all of this, Job sinned not. He sat right. He said, I'm going to sit right here and wait on him till he comes. Come on, help me out here. Help me out here. Give me some power. I tell you what, he turned to that devil. And he said, need I remind you? I got the devil under my feet and the Holy Ghost holds him down. Sister Lisa, sometimes you got to tell that devil, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying because I'm tired of listening to what you say. He interrupted her before she could give him an answer. He said, what? Shall I not receive good at the hand of the Lord and evil also? He said, the devil, you are under my feet and the Holy Ghost will hold you down. Sometimes you got to remind that devil, Sister Lisa, of what you got. Tell him, hey, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Not the one that talks about.
to the sole of my feet. My mind was sanctified. Sister Lisa, my eyes were sanctified. My hands were sanctified. My feet were sanctified. You tell that devil, he'll tell you, hey, there must be something wrong for you to be in this action suit and pen. Job said, I ain't done nothing wrong. I've done everything right. But I tell you what, if you come by and tell me I don't deserve it, I don't matter what you say, because I tell you how it is. He said, I receive good and I receive evil. It's whatever the Lord wants to do. I'll sit right here and wait on him until it comes.
Amen.
He said, Lord, I don't deserve this. Sister Lisa, he didn't deserve to die on Calvary. He didn't deserve it. It ain't about what we deserve, Sister Lisa. Sister Dana, it's about going to heaven. It's about making it. And if you got to sit in ash and soot from day one to the last day, you got to sit in ash and soot to make it. It's about how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to make it, Sister Lisa? If he tells you, you'll never get up again out of that ash and soot. But I'll give you grace to sit there in that ash and soot until I come. John said, Lord, I tell you what, I'll sit right here until you come.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right there.
Job said, his friend Fisa said, move, Job. He said, I'll sit right here till he comes. His wife said, curse God and die. He said, I'll sit right here until he comes. What are you doing? I'm waiting on Jesus. How long you going to wait? As long as it takes. Are you ever going to give up? I don't think so. And the devil comes by and said, why don't you lay down that heavy load? Said, what? I tell you what, he told me he was a burden bearer and a heavy load sharer. His burden was light and his yoke was easy. And until he comes, I'll carry my cross all the way up Calvary and down the other side if I have to. Sister Lisa, you will have victory.
Yes.
You will have victory.
Yeah.
You will have victory. But not if you don't follow close behind.
That's right.
He takes a step.
That's right.
You take a step.
That's right.
He said the wheel in the middle of a wheel. You got to be the wheel on the inside. Let him work on the outside. Sister Lisa, if you do things like you're supposed to, he does things like he promised. That whole ask, seek, and knock comes with a price. He said, the righteous may ask, seek, and knock. And they will receive and find, and it will be open unto him. But the righteous, Sister Lisa, it's a close walk. We got to walk close just to be. When the winds start raging, you can't give up. That ain't righteous. You can't, when the hole comes in the bottom of the boat, you can't give up. That ain't righteous. A righteous man, when he falls seven times, he prayed while he was down there and he patched that hole. And when he got up, that boat wouldn't be leaking anymore. A righteous man. When he was climbing up that mountain and the rocks began to hurt his feet and he began to slide back down, he would get to a place and he'd pray, and next time he climbed, he would succeed, Sister Dana, because he's going to fix whatever's wrong in prayer. And then he's going to get up and continue on. Just because the devil, everybody doubts. Everybody loses faith now and then. But that ain't no way to stay there, Sister Lisa. That's how you lose that trial. That's how you lose that battle. So when you feel yourself slipping a little bit, losing that little bit of faith, Sister Lisa, you pray while you're down there. And you get up and fix what's wrong and you carry on. You remind that devil who you are and who God is. You tell him, say, I'm a child of God. And if he says, I must climb a mountain, I must climb a mountain. I'll tell you what. We all believe in tearing up, youngies, don't we? I don't believe there's anybody here that don't believe in tearing up children, right? But Young come up to you and you said, go sit down in that pew and don't make another sound. And they didn't do it. Sister Lisa, imagine if one of your youngins said that to you. They'd be lost some teeth, wouldn't they? Be lost some teeth, wouldn't they, Mama? I've got on mine. I didn't do that. I got on mine. These ain't partials. I got on mine. But I tell you what, sometimes we are like disobedient children. We're to be a good child, you obey your father and you obey your mother. When they tell you something, you don't ask. I tell you, Minister David, don't ask me why. Do what I said do. I'm your teacher. I'm the supreme authority. This ain't a, what do you call it? This ain't a democracy. This is a dictatorship. I tell them all the time, I'm in charge. You're not. You don't have to say so. We don't vote on what's going to happen in this classroom. I make the decision, and you do what I say do.
That's right.
And most of the time, they trust me. Right on. Because they ain't let them wrong yet. They are 3 years old. I'm 20 years their senior. I know more than they do. So they follow, like most of the time, and some of them, good little sheep. They follow their shepherd. And if they don't, they get chastised. And I've got good ones in my classes then that always do everything I say. If I say jump, they say how high. And that's because they get their tail tore up at home if Miss Amy goes and says anything to Mama and Daddy. And them little youngs, everything I say. Sister Daniel, we got to be good little children. We got to do what he says. Job said, it don't matter what he puts me through. It don't matter how long I have to be here. It don't matter if it's good or if it's evil. He said, if the Lord gives it, he'll help me take it.
That's right.
He said, I receive anything at the hand of the Lord. Sister Lisa, what he said, I trust him completely and entirely. And whatever he says, do. That's what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
Like I said this morning, Brother Kevin, you have to take it to the Lord and leave it there. Just like I know more than them youngins do, he knows more than we do.
Yes,
you take it to the Lord and you leave it there.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate the Lord, and I certainly appreciate y'all.
All right, we certainly appreciate the Word. The Word will carry you on. It'll help see you through. Job, he had a time, but he helped write the Old Testament during his time. I like that verse of scripture there in verse 1 where it said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. No matter what you have to go through with, it's a blessing to be going through it with the Lord. You got the Lord on your side. You got everything you need. This life is just a vapor. It vanishes away. Amen. The life we live and looking forward is life eternal. The past was